Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or good afternoon. This is George Gamond. You know, I've had a problem. Excuse me, my throat is not working this morning. Well, yeah, it's morning here in Southern California. You know what? I'm going to log off and log back on real quick. If you can't hear me, I will be back in about a minute. And we'll get on with the show. So if you're going to be in the chat room, don't panic. I'll be back. Don't panic. I'll be back in a minute. So let me do that, because for some reason, if I play the music, it seems to go weird. So let me make sure I'm on the air, so I'm going to come back in a minute. Okay. Okay, I'm back. I just wanted to make sure that it was working properly. You know, lost about a minute of time. Oh, no, we lost a minute. So how's everyone today? So the title of the show and what I want to do is pump you up, pump up your energy field. How's your energy field doing anyway? You know, this is a mind, body, spirit. You know, I combine and I try to put this show into more of the self-help. And self-help in the sense that, well, what was I going to say? Self-help as in the sense that it's a combination of your spiritual being, your physical being, your mental being, and spirit always has things to say to you to help you just kind of live a more fulfilled, happy life. That's what it's all about. Versus the prediction show, and I'm not a prediction show. So I'll tell you what's going to happen in the sense of what you're going to create into your life or what you're going to bring into your life, what your soul has to say to you about your life. That's what I do. And that's really important. And I help you to work through the beliefs and the thoughts and the emotions that are negative, that are holding you back to being everything you want to be. And that's what I'm all about. That's kind of the shift I've been making over the years. It's really more about inspiring you to be fully connected to your higher self, to your soul, and how to get there. So I pick up articles, which I believe will help if you use a little bit of these things every day in your life, that you'll help yourself get more connected to who you really are. Now, I know some people like psychic shows and some people love to call in and get some readings, but my readings are what you would call it my advice and guidance. It's more of an advice and guidance show. But I do use my spirit guides to help me, and they're really on board with this. Oh yeah, they're really on board with this. They kind of feel that the emphasis now is raising the vibration of the planet, raising it and helping people to find personal peace within themselves. And that will make the shift. You know, love, peace will make the shift in the planet that we want to see. It starts with the individual, and it grows outward from each individual. So that's what my show's all about. So if you haven't listened to me before, and if you listened to me before when I was doing primarily psychic readings, you'll see a shift in direction here. And it's not that I don't want to tell you what's going on, but I want to do it based on your soul and soul readings and what your soul is indicating to you, where you're headed, where you want to go, how to get on the path, and how to stay on the path. Life is a journey, right? And I've talked about this all the time. So instead of getting into all this stuff about what I want to do, what you want to do, and all this, let me get into some articles. But I really get this feeling that my spirit guide wants to talk to you about something. And so I'll do that first. And then if you want to call in or if you want to get in the chat room and discuss some things, cool. And just want to hear what's going on, what your problems are. But also, how can you get past these problems? And how can you get solutions? That's what the key ingredient is. We all have problems, but how do we get to that place of solution? One life is one big problem, isn't it? One big problem after another. One big cluster of problems, and we need to break them down and take one problem at a time. And that's what spirit wants to help you do. That's what your higher self wants you to do. That's what your soul wants you to do, is minimize the effect of the problems. Where they're no longer mountains, they're now molehills. Okay, so let me go away. Let me spirit guides talk to you about whatever they want to talk to you about. Come back. If you want to chat, if you want to call in, if you want to ask questions in the chat room, I'm open. Okay? So, I'll be back. Well, we feel it is an honor and a privilege. Well, let's tell you who we are, because I know George is reaching out to a different type of audience, and so we want to clarify who we are and the fact that this is not George speaking. Well, we're using his vocal cords and we're using his capacity to speak, but we really infuse through him and push through him our thoughts and control what's being said. We're spiritual teachers, spirit masters, live in a different plane of existence in the spirit world. We come through various individuals throughout the planet. Our group speaks in one voice, one thought pattern. And so we like to communicate to people through people. We like to communicate to people through hosts, people who are willing and able and have the spiritual vibrational take to be able to do this. Sometimes our words are get a little confusing, but we're here to really kind of confirm a lot of what is being said to you about living your life to the fullest. Living your life without dread and fear of your future, living your life to the ultimate destination of where you are headed. Destination would be that you are on a path, you've created a life path, you have a life journey, and you need to stay on that. So we're here to help you do that. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's not easy to give advice to people. We find that your stubbornness, your egos, get in the way. Unless you experience it, unless you get your fingers burnt, you don't always take advice. You've been taking advice your whole lives, starting as children. You listen to your parents, and in many cases, you fought your parents in a psychological way, in a verbal way, but not necessarily in a literal physical way. But you resisted the guidance of your parents because you wanted to grow and develop on your own. You wanted to become your own person, and children do that. Children want to become independent. Some parents are overly controlling over their children and don't allow them to develop themselves and want to push down on them what they want. But all children want to be independent and grow into independence and grow into the person that they intended to be when they came into the planet without the over-supervision and dreaded guidance that parents give to children sometimes and peer groups and teachers, which steer children onto a different direction. So you resist guidance. You resist people telling you what to do because your whole life has been about people telling you what to do that isn't necessarily what you wanted it to be. And then you look back at your lives and you go, oh, you know, what if I would have done this? What if I've done that? But we want to advise you that you'll get there. You'll get to where you want to be. You'll get to that place. But sooner is better than later. Sooner is better than later. So that's, as spirit teachers, we see where you're at. We see where you're at on your path of life right now. And we know from what you've established and what you set up when you came onto the planet where you wanted your life to be. And so we can guide you back onto that direction. It's like the road that George has been talking about. The road, you're on a path, you're on a road. It's a pretty wide road if you want to use that illustration that way. But sometimes you get off into the left or off into the right or you get off into the bushes and you think it's okay to be there for a while, but you're not on course. You're not experiencing all that you can experience in the middle of the road. You don't get the overview of your life. You don't get the feeling of your life. And sometimes in the past, and we'd like to say that if you can get to this place where actually you're just hovering right above the path that you're on, you can experience everything. You can experience that you're on that road, but you're not stuck in the road. You're actually soaring and flying and seeing your life and experiencing life from very, very different vantage points. And life can be beautiful and prosperous. It can have great adventures. as long as you don't get stuck in the mud on the side of the road and you get back on the path. So that's why we're here. That's why we use individuals like George throughout the planet, not thousands of people Spirit works with, millions I should say, we should say, millions, to help people get on the path and stay on the path. So that's what we're all about. We're not going to give you a huge lecture on do this or do that, or we just want to tweak you a little bit, show you a little bit, hey, maybe if you did this, maybe if you go here, maybe if you try this in your life, maybe you can see yourself, because we're looking at it from an overview. We're looking at from your path, your life plan that you established. And we're helping you get back onto the life path that you established for yourself. And just inspiring you to get onto that life path, to achieve the life that you really intended to achieve. Now, some people want to achieve greatness in a lifetime. Some people just want to relax and enjoy life. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to have a relaxed, comfortable life. You don't always have to achieve everything in your life. You don't have to have the great invention or become the great star or become this or become that. You just might like and enjoy a very comfortable, peaceful life, a life of reading, a life of this, a life of that. It's okay. You came here to do certain things. But let's help you to identify what that is and to feel good about whatever that is. Whatever your life path is, let's help you to feel good that, yeah, this is what I intended. And I'm good. I'm comfortable in it. And I want to be comfortable. Because people judge you. People judge you for the path that you're on. It's not good enough. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. You're doing too much of this. You're doing too much of that. People have been trying to guide you your whole life to do things that you don't necessarily want to do. Telling you you have to do this, or you have to go to college, or you have to get this education, or you have to take this job, or you have to marry this type of person. And if you feel resistance to all that, that's just who you are. That's okay. But if it resonates with you, if people are saying you, if that resonates with who you are to do certain things, then that's a good thing. So that's how we guide you. That's how we show you that, yeah, you're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. Maybe if you want to tweak this or tweak that, you can get into a little better place. You can get back on your path. You can soar. You can sail. You can fly. Whatever analogy you like. So that's our purpose. And that's how we want to help you. Through hosts like George. Now, we can speak to you directly. We would love to do that. You know, George doesn't feel as comfortable with that, but we love to do that. We love to use these hosts as a way of communicating with people directly, individually, to help them guide them. So, avail yourself of this opportunity. If it isn't this particular host, find someone else who is presenting the words of Spirit in a way that it's about guiding you in life to achieve your goals, to get rid of whatever is resistance you have within you to get there. We sound a bit like a broken record or a broken tape or whatever you call it, whatever your latest form of repeated sentences and repeated statements. But it is so true. You need to release. You need to let go of the fear in your life. And we want to help you do that. We want to help you to let go of the beliefs that are limiting you, that people have been telling you your whole life that aren't necessarily true. We want to help you with that. We want to help you release the emotions, the negative emotions that are within you, to live in joy, to live in love, to live in peace. We want to help you with that. We're here. Spirit is here. But you have to ask. You have to ask. And you have to be willing to do the things that are necessary to get you to that place. You have to be willing to swallow your ego and say, yes, I need to change. This is not working for me. I really want a different life. I want something that feels like I'm accomplishing something, that something that feels good. I'm living a life that feels good. I want that. and willing to accept advice and go, yeah, that makes sense. It feels good to do that. That would be good to do. And it's simple. What we present to people is not difficult. We don't necessarily send people out to go through 3 week retreats to meditate daily for 10 hours a day to get there. Most of what you need is fairly simple to get to that place in your life. It's just accepting a few basic guidances that will help you to achieve what you want in life and to achieve more than what you want, to know more than what you already think you know about yourself and where you're going. It takes a little bit of guidance and a little bit of surrender on your part to the truth about yourself and to the truth about where you're going and to the truth of this feels good, I want to do this. And letting go of that survival mechanism says, I can't make any changes because if I make any changes, it's going to get worse. I don't know where it's going. I don't know the unknown. I can't accept the unknown, so I don't want to change because I know this right now. I know my life as it is right now, so I can't accept the unknown. We'll show you the unknown. We'll show you what it looks like. We'll help you create the vision of what the unknown is. Show you what it's going to be, what it can be, and allow you to accept that and go forward with it. If you can accept it, if you can believe it, if you can believe what the unknown is and it feels good to you, we'll guide you and help you get there as spirit, as teachers. Your soul will help you do that. And we just inspire you through your soul, through your higher self. We just speak through your higher self and to your soul. And it all resonates for truth, as truth. And it all is one step at a time. It's not all done overnight. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it's a process of getting to that place. We're on the road and just achieving the things that feel good to you, that you're living a life that feels good, a life of accomplishment, a life of surrender. Surrender to your soul, to your higher self, to your divine purpose, to your life plan. You all have a life plan. You all have a reason to come here to do whatever you're going to do. You just need to know that and get on it. Stay on it. Because when you stay on that life plan, you accomplish a lot of things in your lives that feel really good. So we're going to leave you with that. We're setting this up, in a sense, because we want to connect with you. If you want to learn to do this yourself and to connect more and open yourself up as a channel to spirit and listen to spirit and guidance of spirit, that's a great thing. We would encourage that you individually learn how to completely open up and to know that you're connected and that you're hearing and getting, however you're going to get it, the advice you need. Or if you need someone to help you with that, to give you advice, to guide you through it, then avail yourselves for that. We're not saying that you need to use this particular host, George, but what we're saying to you is open yourself up to guidance, guidance that's divinely inspired to help you, guidance that's from your higher self, that's channeled through your higher self into your soul, availing yourself, opening yourself up to that guidance so that you can live a life of peace, love, prosperity, and happiness. Okay, we'll leave you with that. We're always saying that we're going to leave you with that. We keep coming up with these ideas and thoughts for you that kind of flows, and just we get into this sink of thinking through this host and giving you more and more ideas about how to do it. So we'll get into how to do it. Okay? So, have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for listening. Okay, I'm back. I'm back. That was fun. Spirit was interesting today. That wasn't necessarily meant as a commercial. that was meant as, I don't know what Spirit's going to say, I really don't. They take me pretty deep. They take me fairly deep into a trance, I guess you use the best word for it. I can kind of hear the words, but I don't know what they're going to say. And they show me pictures sometimes of where they're going with it. But I'm not making this up. It's not from my ego. No. Okay, so what they did say is if you need help, they'll speak to you directly, and that's the best thing I can say to you. But they, if you want to avail your opportunity of the direct channel to Spirit, please do so. If you want to learn how to do that, and I really have never talked about too much about this, but if you want to learn how to connect to Spirit guides, where they communicate to you directly, and not necessarily so that you go around channeling to group people, and I don't know, but it's an individual thing so that you can get the advice that you need, that you can have something to compare. That's an important thing. Ah, I like that. That's a good voice. I like that word. Those are good words. I can use that. And there's techniques where you can connect to your higher self, to Spirit, that are very simple, and you don't have to run off to a mountain somewhere and spend years trying to figure out how to connect to Spirit. It's really, they want to do it. The emphasis that I get all the time is they want to communicate to you individually so that you can live a life of peace, love, joy, happiness, prosperity, and live the life of your life plan. I think that's the key ingredient there, is that they want you to live the life of your life plan and know what that is. And that's what they're willing to help you do. Okay, up to that. Let's see. So today was about getting inspired. Today was about getting inspired, getting your energy level up. So I had some articles related to that. So if you want to call in, if you want to write me questions in the chat room about what your soul is intending to you, intending for you, something about your life plan, what is your soul, how are you on your life plan, where are you going on your life plan, we can do that. We can tap into that. Okay. So let's see. What is the article that I want to do? Oh, 10 ways boost your energy. We're going to talk about energy, right? This is from WebMD, and this is from Dr., and I'm not even going to pronounce that name. It's Brundella Nazaro. Nazaro? Brundella Nazaro, MD. Okay, so everyone is familiar with all-out energy drain. Yeah, right. Yeah, I had a massage yesterday, and this is kind of interesting because it relates to this topic and this person, this author. And after the massage, I woke up this morning really feeling kind of like I had released a lot of emotion. And I believe that we store a lot of our emotions and a lot of our thoughts in ourselves, in parts of ourselves, that the mind itself is scattered throughout the body, and the mind is at the cellular level. And we have cellular memories of things. And sometimes we have cellular memories of things that aren't so positive, that we've stored within us. And that massage, so I would recommend getting a massage from a good masseuse who's into that, is that deep tissue sometimes. It releases things. And expect to have emotions afterwards, which was really cool. But it helped me to open up. So I got into this idea of recharging the energy field because I was dealing with emotions. And I had some really strange dreams. And I have to tell you a part of my dream, and I don't remember all of it. I was in this room, and there's some people in the room, and I was sitting next to John Lennon, you know, the singer, Beatle, you know, remember him? Yeah. And I had my shoes were off, and I'm putting my shoes on, and I'm looking at John's feet, which is kind of really strange, but this is funny. I thought it was funny. Looking at his feet, and I'm comparing the size of feet, my feet, to his feet, and I go, wow, his feet are much bigger than mine. Now, I know that's strange. And I don't have the interpretation of that dream and why I did that. But it was just sitting there. I think we were talking. I don't remember in the dream. But it was kind of fascinating. The foot thing, you know, oh, your foot's bigger than my foot. Okay. So I'm rattling on and on about it. I thought it was kind of a fascinating dream. Kind of got me in a little better mood. Okay, so I'm letting go of those emotional stuff. And I woke up kind of going, oh, emotional. Almost at the tear level. Almost at tear level. And I'm not trying to hold back, but it isn't quite there. So I guess massages, if done well, with the right person, can really kick that in gear
can get you to release some of that cellular stuff that you've been storing. So one of the ways to release, get a good massage. Get a good steam bath. Anything that will affect you on the cellular level to release those memories and those emotions that you've stored through years and years and years. Okay, so let's go on. About boosting, getting your energy back after you've gone through that kind of exhausting experience. Lots of water is probably one of the best ways, but they didn't mention that here. Okay, blah, blah, blah. You can harder to recognize a low-grade energy drain. In this case, you're not necessarily feel the classic signs of exhaustion like achy muscles, but overall tired feeling. What you do experience is an increasing lack of get-up-and-go for many of the activities you used to love. Like this morning, going, do I really want to do this radio show today? Do I really want to get going? Do I just want to lay in bed? Yeah. It's like, whoa. Okay, so normally you get up and you're fired up about doing something, and you're kind of like boosting your energy so you can get back into what you want to do, right? You may also find it harder to concentrate on tasks, and eventually you can also find your patience growing short and your level of frustration rises, even when confronted with seemingly simple challenges. This is from a nutritionist, Samantha Heller. Okay. Yeah, and it's like, get grumpy with the dog, and grumpy with the cat, grumpy with your husband, grumpy with your wife. For little things, you just get irritated because you're emotionally and physically drained. And the emotions drain the physical. The emotions drain the physical. And you wander around the kitchen figuring out, what am I doing in here? What am I doing next, right? Wandering around the kitchen. Okay, so or the living room, going, just staring at the computer screen. If this is starting to sound familiar, take heart. Energy zappers are all around us, some obvious, some hidden. The good news is there is a way around almost all of them. To this end, we asked health experts to complete this list of the top 10 energy boosters. Try 1, 2, or all 10. You're bound to feel your energy soar. So we're going to get into 10. Increase your magnesium intake. Eating a balanced diet can help ensure your vitamin and mineral needs are met. But you still find yourself too pooped to pop. So you should have a slight magnesium. You might have a slight magnesium deficiency. This mineral is needed for more than 300 biochemical reactions in the body, including breaking down glucose into energy, per Heller, Samantha Heller. So when levels are even a little low, energy can drop. Okay, so magnesium, do you have magnesium? Okay, so they do get into something. They say recommend an intake of about 300 milligrams for women and 350 milligrams for men to make sure that you're getting enough. Heller suggests, okay, we're going to get through these actually cool stuff that you can actually take where you don't have to go run to the vitamin cabinet and take magnesium, which may or may not be effective. Add a handful of almonds, hazelnuts, or cashews to your diet daily. So, almonds, hazelnuts, or cashews. Still nuts. Have little bags of nuts around. Or I like to go to the store where they sell the nuts in bulk. In the bins where you can buy the nuts, and they're not, because I'm a low sodium kind of person, get high blood pressure, so I like to buy unsalted. Now, just have a handful of unsalted almonds. Now, it depends on your sensitivity to sodium and your blood pressure levels, whether you want to eat unsalted or salted. Okay, but raw nuts are probably the best way to go if you can get them. That's my opinion. Increase your intake of whole grains, particularly bran cereal. I don't have bran cereal. Eat more fish, especially halibut. I haven't had halibut in a long time. Just try it more. Halibut's really good. Okay, so eat more fish. Eat more fish, nuts, fish. Yeah, nuts and fish to boost your magnesium. It was almonds, hazelnuts, and cashews. I'm kind of allergic to cashews for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, walk around the block. Well, it may seem as moving about when you feel exhausted, while it may seem as if moving about when you feel exhausted is the quickest route to feeling more exhausted, The opposite is true. Experts say that increasing physical activity, particularly walking, increases energy. I agree with that. You know, I feel kind of daring sometimes, but if I get out and go for a walk, I feel much better. By the time I'm done with the walk, and the first 10 minutes can be the toughest. If you can get past the first 10 minutes of a walk, then your body's pretty much sinking to the walk or the jog or whatever you're doing, and you're going to feel better. And a little cardio is stimulating the heart and getting the heart pumping, getting the whole circulation going. Okay, I like walking because it's accessible, easy to do, doesn't need much training or equipment, and you can do it anywhere, says Rita Redberg, MD, science advisor to the American Heart Association Choose to Move program. In experiments conducted by Rob Thaler, a PhD at California State University, a brisk 10-minute walk not only increased energy, but the effects lasted up to 2 hours. And when the daily 10-minute walks continued for 3 weeks, overall energy levels and mood were shifted. Now, I would recommend a little bit longer than 10 minutes, because sometimes 10 minutes you just get into the thing. And after 10 minutes, you can do it. So they said a brisk walk. That's the key. No sauntering, no meandering, no wandering about, you know. Yeah, it's a brisk walk at a good pace, a comfortable pace, but a pushing yourself a little bit pace. And I would say 10 to 15. 15 to 20 minutes is better, but that's my opinion. I'm reading other articles and doing this for how many years now? How many years have I been exercising, walking, doing all this stuff? I'm 67, which I don't want to admit to sometimes because I want to feel younger. I don't feel old. I feel, yeah. I know the body's getting older, but okay, never mind. So probably since my 20s. 40 years of this. Yeah, 40 years of some kind of exercise program, some kind of healthy eating to some degree. Always kind of slipping off the wagon, but getting back on the wagon. And reading about exercise and health and ever since high school and being somewhat athletic, I kind of learned a little bit about all this over years of reading and doing and seeing what works and works for other people. So I would recommend, from my background and from other things that I've read and from my own experience, take your walks a little bit longer than 10 minutes, 10, maybe 15 to 20, and at a good pace. Okay, take a power nap. I love this. This is cool. I have a hard time with power naps. I don't know about you guys. Research has shown that both information overload and pushing our brains too hard can zap energy. But studies by the National Institutes of Mental Health found that 60-minute power nap, oh, I can't do 60 minutes, can only reverse the mind-numbing effects of information overload. It also can help us to better retain what we have learned. Now, if you can't do 60 minutes, like, okay, I'm going to lunch now, and I'm going to take a 60-minute nap, and then I'm going to eat, and I'm going back to work, right? In the afternoon, 3 o'clock, it's nap time, right? 3 to 4, I'm going to nap. Some countries have that. Now, that's a cool idea. If you can't do that, but you still need to, you know, when I studied hypnotherapy, and it's a theory, and I believe in the theory, that we become hypersensitive to information. We get this information overload. It's like we're receiving information, and we're receiving information and data from everywhere around us, from the noises, from the people, through the TVs, through the this, through the that, through the environment. We have a difficult time processing it all. It takes time to process. So sometimes you have to shut down the process. And that's what hypnosis, but I would say meditation, would do that. So if you can't do the power nap for the 60 minutes, and if you can't even, I would recommend that you do a 10-minute meditation or a 5-minute meditation during the day, just shutting it all off, tuning out the world, little soft music if that helps you, and just be quiet and be still. No thinking. No thinking about the rest of the day and the family and blah, blah, the bills you got to pay and all that stuff. Get away from all that. Or you can even do it on your walk. You can do a walking meditation, which combines the two together, where you can just kind of shut down for a few minutes. And that gives yourself the ability to, describe the technique is what you're really doing is you're processing from the conscious mind into the subconscious. And the conscious mind is just overloaded with stuff, information. So you want to process, you want to release a lot of it, because it's not necessary to have in your life, and then you want to process through things that you need. But you do that by being quiet, being peace. Hypnosis does that, meditation does that, do that. So if you can't have a power nap for 60 minutes, do a 10-minute meditation in the middle of the day. Cut your lunch a little short. Do 10 minutes of just, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's probably, and I keep hearing this from spirit, and I'm tuning into my spirit guides as I'm doing this. And they kind of guide me through this process of what to do. They're saying that 3 o'clock nap, say if you normally have a normal day where you go home around 5, that if you can take a 3 o'clock, 10 minutes, what you're going to do is you're going to process most of the day. And then when you leave to go home, you're not carrying all that stuff and all that information and all that overload with you when you go home, and you can have more of a peaceful evening. You can also do it at night, meditation. But if you can do a meditation around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just 10 minutes, just kind of letting processing in a quiet space. If you can do the nap, then that would be great, but most people can't. Yes. Or for people who stay home and have children, maybe the 10-minute nap or the 10-minute meditation before the children come home in the afternoon and before you start to get into the evening where you can process the day from all the soap operas you've been watching all day. Okay. Don't skip breakfast or any other meal. We've got studies show that folks who eat breakfast report that being in a better mood and have more energy throughout the day. I agree with that. Her personal theory says it is that breaking the fast soon after rising supplies. And I've heard within 1 hour. Eat within 1 hour. That's like eat within 1 hour, eat within 1 hour. It varies, right? I think you eat when you're hungry. Sometimes in the morning it's like, I'm not hungry yet. But should eat something. And you don't have to eat a lot. That's the key ingredient. You don't have to have the farmer breakfast because you're not going to be working in the fields for the next 6 hours. You're not up at 5 a.m. eating a power breakfast to go out in the fields to about noon or later. So you don't have to eat a lot of food. And the other thing is, if you don't eat a huge breakfast, then eat something really nutritious. Have some fruit in the middle of the morning. Have something, whole grains in the middle of the morning. Have some nuts in the middle of the morning. Some something. Have your almonds and your cashews in the middle of the morning. So that kind of resupply your energy field. Okay, so I'm kind of throwing some stuff in here that isn't here from other things I've read and from my own experiences and what Spirit has to say. So don't skip breakfast. It doesn't have to be huge. You don't have to have 4 eggs, a pound of bacon, 12 pieces of toast, and a whole link of sausage to get going in the morning. You can keep it simple. I would add fruit. Always have fruit. Always have fruit. Because that you're breaking down fruit rather quickly in your body to give you energy. So you want some protein, but you also want some fruit. So you want some protein for a little bit later, and the fruit, and maybe some whole grains or whatever it might be to get you going, keep you going. Okay. Reduce stress and deal with anger. Isn't that kind of an obvious thing? You know what? I haven't even checked with you guys, see if you're there, see if you're listening, if you're paying attention, not paying attention, if you're with me or not with me. Okay, so as you know, the show is different. People that log in, you know I'm doing a little different kind of show now. It really is about inspiring you to be the best person you can be. It's about inspiring you to, and I let Spirit talk through me to help you to get on your path. And so if you want some information from me, ask in the sense, what does my soul want me to be doing? How do I get back on my path? How am I off my path? How am I off my life plan? And that seems to be coming through from Spirit. It's this whole thing of, how am I off my life path? And how do I get back onto my life path? And how am I doing in my life path right now? So that's what I'm all about. So if you have questions in the chat room or want to call in about this, please do. It's not about what's going to happen. It's more about how do I get there and where am I at? And that's what Spirit wants to help you with. And that's what I'm channeling for you. And if you've listened to the first part of the show, go back and listen to what the information I channeled earlier, and you'll find that fascinating of what they had to say about that and how they want to help you individually in different ways. So let me go back to my article, because I'm having fun with this. Because I set up the show as boosting your energy, getting you going again. So let's get you going. Let's get you in a really good place. So reduce stress and deal with anger. One of the biggest energy zappers is stress, says psychologist Paul Byrd, PhD. Stress is a result of anxiety, and anxiety uses up a whole lot of our energy. No kidding, right? Yes. Like worry or fear, Byrd says, stress can, Byrd, can leave you mentally and physically exhausted, even if you spent the day in bed. More commonly, he says, but low chronic levels of stress erode energy levels, so over time you will find yourself doing less and feeling it more. Stress. You know, that's really cool they say that. Okay, stress, right? Okay, so in such a way, unexpected anger can be a 1-2 punch to your energy level. Reason you're expending all your energy trying to contain your angry feelings can be exhausting. We can counter these energy killers by programming more relaxation activities into the day. Okay, we're back to meditation, we're back to walking, we're back to exercising, right? Okay, let me see what they say. While for many folks, increasing exercise burns off the chemical effects of stress and anger, others find relief in quiet pursuits, listening to music, reading a steamy romance novel, reading a steamy romance novel, a little more 50 Shades of Grey, right? Or just take talking on the phone. Whatever is relaxing for you will reduce tension and it will help you increase energy. Okay, but let me throw my own little thing in here, and what I've been learning and what I try to help people with is there's a reason for stress in your life. There is a belief system, there are emotional energies, and you need emotions that you need to shift and leave behind. Negative energies, negative emotions which cause stress. And the more and more you raise your consciousness, and this is an answer I would give you, Spirit would give you, and I've read some other authors that talk about this, raising your conscious level in life will help you to overcome stress. Sometimes stress is because you have a problem and you don't know how to fix the problem. You know, if you had instant solutions to all problems, instant karma, instant solutions to all problems, your stress levels would be really low because you know what to do. You absolutely know what to do in this minute, how to solve your problem. Because stress is based on problems, right? You got a problem and you're all stressed out over your problem. You think about it. Now, if that doesn't make sense, just think about it for a while. Why are you stressed out? Because you have a problem, you need to do something, and you're not quite sure how to do it, you're not sure how it's going to work out, so you get all stressed out about it, right? That's the situation. So it's about raising your consciousness level, which is letting go of those negative emotions and negative feelings and negative beliefs and negative mindsets and thought patterns, changing the thoughts. Now, you can do that by relaxation. You can do that through mantras. You can do that by rants of appreciation. It's also just releasing, being conscious of releasing those emotions that are attached to it. If you want to get into problems solving, you release the emotion that's attached to the problem. The fear, the anxiety, the frustration, the anger. Let it go, turn it over. Get into a higher state of consciousness where the answers are. Okay, we can talk more about that. I mean, that's what I do, and that's what I work with people on, is letting go. Just letting go. And I really feel that that's really, really, really important to do that. So that's the step. So it's a little different approach than what they have here, but it's very similar. And sometimes meditation will help you do that, or walking meditation, just relaxing. Sometimes if you're quiet and you move away from the problem, surrender the problem, and just let it go, and get into listening to some quiet music. You don't even have to be listening to quiet music. If you listen to any kind of distracting yourself to something that feels good, the answers will pop in. And the stress will go away because now you have an answer. Okay, drink more water and less alcohol. That's pretty obvious, right? I mean, we already know that it's easy to confuse signals of hunger with thirst. We feel that we need food when we really need water. But did you know that thirst can masquerade itself as fatigue. I know that. Sometimes I feel like really drained. I go, oops, I need more water. That's going to boost me up. Sometimes even slight dehydration can leave you feeling tired and lethargic. says nutrition is key. A ED, RD, an associate professor. Okay, we'll get into all that stuff. If you're interested, I can post this article on Facebook if you want to read it yourself. Okay, so you can read this yourself. But, yeah, it's just a tall glass of water. It's just a glass of water. It's just water. Yeah, not necessarily an energy drink. Just water. Just a drink, glass of water. So do that. Just, you know, when you're feeling a little fatigued, that just have some water. That will boost you back up. That's why people carry, runners carry water with them, right? Runners carry water with them. Okay, so I'm getting kind of, let me just get through the rest of these, and I'll go quicker because I've been dwelling a lot on some of these because of meditation and other things that you could be doing to get past this, to boost your energy field back up. Okay, so let me get back to, we move through the rest of these, and they're simple ways of boosting your energy. Eat more whole grains and less sugar. The key is keeping blood sugar balanced so energy is constant. When you're eating sweet food, you get a spike in blood sugar, which gives you an initial boost of energy, Keller says. But what's followed is a rapid drop in blood sugar, which can leave you feeling very wiped out. No kidding. You have that donut in the morning, and at about 10 o'clock, you're going, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, tired, I'm drained. So it's the balanced diet thing, the whole grains in the morning for breakfast or lunch, and having those things. If you're going to have sweets, mix it with other things, some proteins that break down slowly. Okay? Do that enough times a day, she says, and by evening you're feeling exhausted. But if you eat a lot of whole grains, which provide a slow and steady release of fuel, your energy will be consistent and balanced. So by day's end, you will feel less tired. You know, they talk about whole grains, and I really need to get into more what whole grains are. I think it's an unbleached grain. It's a whole grain. It's the whole grain, right? Indeed, a study published recently in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that eating more whole grains helped increase the body's sensitivity to insulin, allowing that slow and steady release. So look up the word whole grain, see what that means to you. Whole grain cereals, whole grain toast and bread, corn, certain wheat, certain rice, whole grain wheat, rye, barley, lots of, lots of things. Oh, I'm thinking of something that's not coming to my brain, so that's all right. I'm looking at it. Kiwa. Little kiwa is a good whole grain. Okay? Have a power snack. Now, we talked about that so a little bit, but power snacking is more than just eating between meals. They suggest that it combines a protein, a little fat, and some fiber like peanut butter on a whole grain cracker or some yogurt with a handful of nuts. So it's that power of mixture of the carbohydrates with the proteins together. Ooh, yeah, or almond butter, or anything that's high protein. How about a little chocolate? Let's throw a little chocolate in there, right? Yeah, a little dark chocolate in there with a power snack. Ooh, I had some dark chocolate with almonds the other day. That was really good. Just mix them together. Bite of chocolate, dark chocolate, bite of almonds. That was, it's like eating an Almond Joy without all the sugar, right? Because it's a low sugar dark chocolate. How cool is that? Okay, make a latte. Pair a quick caffeine hit with sustaining power of protein by having a low-fat latte instead of a cup of coffee. All the milk turns your Java into a protein drink and provides not only extra energy, though you have an excuse to go to Starbucks and basically go, I'm going to have myself a latte, you know. But I would use almond milk, or I would use soy milk. I would use something, other drink that has a lot of protein drink, like other kinds of milk liquids, and with the coffee, and make a latte low sugar. So combine it with an ounce of almonds, he says, and the healthy fat will really tide you over, give you energy. So have your caffeine, your coffee with a little milk. Well, you know, or you know, they say latte like you go to the thing and they go whoosh, make your latte. My mother used to drink coffee and put a little cream in her coffee. How many people just put a little cream in their coffee? Same thing, really. Or milk in your coffee. I don't know about soy milk. I've never tried that. That was something my mother, or they would do the same thing with tea. A little milk in your tea. That's an English thing, I think. My mother used to do that. And so I'm giving you an excuse here. They're giving you an excuse to go to Starbucks, really. Okay. Okay, then the next one is the last one of this whole discussion about boosting your energy. And I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you have something, take something from this. Nothing more than you get to go to excuse to go to Starbucks and get your low-fat latte, low-sugar latte, right? I know, I'm taking the fun out of your lattes, but that's okay. Okay, check your thyroid function, complete blood test, cell count. Ooh, I got to do another one. My doctor had me do one about 6 months ago. I'm supposed to go back and get a blood test again, so I got to call them and set that up. It certainly won't provide an instant boost, but it's certainly low of energy, especially if you feel sluggish even after a good night's rest. They say that, Heller says, who's the nutritionist, the doctor, says that you need to talk to your doctor about blood tests for thyroid dysfunction as well as anemia. And there's lots of things that you can eat for anemia. We'll get into all those good fun stuff that you can eat, right? So that's your little article on, it's in WebMD, and let's see if I can post this to Facebook. If you haven't joined me on Facebook, please do. This cool stuff. And, oops, no, that didn't do it. I keep wanting it to do it, and it won't do it. There used to be a thing that you could, oh, here it is. Oh, share on Facebook. I got it. Okay, so go to Facebook if you're with me on Facebook. You can read this for yourself. Top 10 ways to boost your energy. You can contact me through Facebook. You can contact me through the Blog Talk Radio page. You can contact me through my website. Any of what I talk about you feel will be a benefit to you of getting back on your path, letting go of all that negativity in your life, getting in a positive place, reaching a state of peace, and techniques to do so, and letting spirit talk to you, because they were really emphasizing the channeling today, but they want to talk to you individually. So if it's not me, somebody else, they want you to develop a personal connection to spirit, which is cool. They really do want you to connect a personal connection to spirit, to your higher self, to your soul. So if I can help you do that, let me help you. So contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page, my website, my Facebook page, and we can go from there. And I'm reasonable, I think, compared to some people out there. Don't expect from me what's going to happen. What you'll get from me is why you're off your path, and how to get back on your path, and what your soul wants you to do to get back on your path, and some techniques from spirit, and how to do that. And that's what I'm all about. And that's kind of changed this show, and if you haven't listened to me in the past, or you have listened to me in the past, it's really about helping you, kind of a self-help kind of show versus just pure psychic show. And I feel really good about this. I feel really good that this is something that I really like doing, is helping people, inspiring people to achieve your personal greatness, to get you on that path, that life path. You're flying. You're flying. You're amazing. You're just doing stuff, and you're going, whoa, how did I get to that? You know, you're doing it. You just need somebody to kick you in the butt once in a while to amuse you into it, be amused for you, to be a guidance factor for you in your life. That's the kind of person I am. I loved coaching. Even when I was in work, I was a mentor for people in the working environment as a manager. I always wanted to be a little league coach. For some reason, I never was. That's the kind of stuff I love doing. Okay? Coaching. Getting you to go there. Letting spirit work through me to help you. Okay, so we did that one. We did that article. Any questions in the chat room, I know, about how to get back on your path? I really don't want to get into a whole lot of other articles. I have a couple. Let me do a quote. Let me do an Abraham quote for you. And I've got about 5 minutes left if anybody has some questions in the chat room. I need your real first name and month and day of your birth, and if you have any questions related to what your soul wants you to do, getting back on your path, dealing with your problems, helping to come up with solutions, then it's all about solutions, isn't it? It's all about solutions, because what seems to hold us back is the indecisiveness of solving problems in our lives. Because life is one big constant problem after another. Okay? So what are we doing here? Abraham. Okay, be back to that. Let's do that. And let's take a couple minutes and go through that. I can find it. I thought today's quote was really interesting because I did read it. Okay, this is from the workshop in San Rafael, California in 2001. Don't let any place that you're standing frighten you. All that it is a byproduct of some energy alignment, which only gives you stronger clarity about what you want. And most importantly, greater sensitivity about whether you're in a receiving mode or locked off from it. Now, if you understand the principles of the basic principles of the law of attraction, what Abraham is really trying to tell us is that if we're in a place that's kind of weird right now, a weird set, this is not feeling so good, it's telling you, you don't want to be in this place. This is not what you want. It doesn't feel good. I don't want this. So you can flip to what you do want. You can start visualizing and sensing what you do want. You learn from what you don't want, what you do want, right? You know, if you're cold, you like warmth, right? If you're warm, you like cold. It you have contrast in life. So this is the contrast. It's alignment of energy. It's a product of energy alignment. For some reason, for something you've been doing in your life, got you to this state of something you don't want, okay? So now it's time to think about what you do want. And are you receiving what you want, or are you kind of locked off from it? Are you not getting what you want? So in this state, you can go, aha, for some reason I'm not receiving it. What do I need to do? How do I change my vibration? How do I change my energy? How do I raise my vibration to get into that place where I can receive? We have to be vibrating in a vibrational match with what we want to get what we want. And that's not always the easiest thing to do, because sometimes our egos will fight us and go, oh yeah, but this is okay the way it is. It's that whole thing about the known and the unknown, right? Sometimes the known is easy, the unknown is scary. So you have to accept the unknown as something that you want to achieve, and it doesn't feel so bad to be in the unknown. That the unknown actually feels really, really good to be there, right? Well, Julie, you're going to have to contact me. Now, Julie just went away, and she has no idea what her purpose is, and it's going to be hard to do it in this kind of format in the chat room, but if you're still listening, Julie, call me, contact me somehow. We can work through it, because you do know what your purpose is. It's in your soul. It really is in your soul. Your soul, you're just, for some reason, holding back that information from yourself, and that's ego, because ego doesn't always want change. The ego wants you to be on the path you're on, because change is sometimes very scary. Getting into the unknown is difficult. But in the unknown, you're going to find completeness, is how we get it. That's a really cool statement, isn't it? In the unknown, you're going to find completeness. So you can't be afraid of the unknown. You know the known, you know, it's like why people don't change habits, because it's the known. They smoke because it's the known. The unknown is giving up cigarettes. Oh, it's an unknown. What am I going to do if I give up cigarettes, right? I can't deal with it. Okay, it's been fun. I have to admit, I really enjoyed the show today. I really enjoyed going this way with the show and the information and helping you to inspire you to be who you want to be, and giving you advice from spirit and coaching from spirit and getting there. If I can help you more, please contact me. This is all about. And I learned a lot by doing this, because my channel, the information I get is like, oh yeah, I see that. I get it. They're very loving. Spirit is really very loving. Tap into it. Learn how to tap into your soul, to your higher self, to your spiritual guidance, to God, the universe, source. Tapping into the source of. Be open to it, receptive to it. So I will be back tomorrow. I have no idea what we'll talk about and what's going to come up, but we'll have fun. Love you guys. Bye.